Why would it matter? If he already had.
If he was Mekadesh B'Biyah, it doesn't mean she's Nesu. So if you learn Kiddushin, you know. B'Biyah Eris and Osa, or B'Biyah Nesu and Osa. We passed in B'Biyah Eris and Osa, I believe. So
would the Rosh say he has to have a second B'Biyah?
Either a second B'Biyah or a second Chuppah. Or a first Chuppah.
Chuppah they had. They just... What if she was... The case he actually talks about. What if she was Nisa afterwards, but he was already boiling?
Here's the story. If a man is Baal Ishtal Hashem, Erusin, and she's now an Erusin, now there's still a need for a Nisuin. So you need a second stage to make Nisuin, okay?
So now she's
a Chuppah. Now, if the standard of Chuppah now, according to every Rishon in the world, except for the Rambam, she's now a complete Nisuin. Because there was Kiddushin. We do it with Kesef, they did it with Bia, okay. And now there's Nisuin under the Chuppah. According to the Rambam, Nisuin means a yichad aror the bia. So what happened over here? There was a bia when she was tahora to make her into a arusa.
Right.
Now you want to make her into a nisua. It won't work because she became neat in the interim.
So you put her under. Really would say you need with shame nisuin. You need a second bia.
Either a second bia or a second yichud or a first yichud. What do you want to call it? You need a yichud. I mean the first bia would happen during yichud too, but they need another. They need a yichud. Not only another bia. They need a yichud. And she nearly can't have it. Oh. Therefore, I've always said like this. And nearly, to skip a little bit. Ain raya misham lesser. Or the shalom rotsa lisa goes man she ain a real debia. Shem tocheles mimu shocha. The pasuk, if a person should not have to be, you know, you're waiting and waiting and waiting. He's married to the girl already. She's still in need of waiting and waiting and waiting. Chupas nidah is not a good situation to be in. I told you already yesterday. I will easter and limon mekan. So the Rosh is writing over here, Klar, before Shana Gemara, the way he reads the Gemara, that in the situation of a Chupas Nida, that it is Nisun. Of course, the Rosh is Lishitaso. That chuppah is not necessarily yichud. Had it been yichud, it would be a problem because it would at least be a yichud v'isser. Because you know, if you just said myself a fairish, they cannot have a yichud. So, according to the Rosh Lashitaso, there can be a type of chuppah without yichud, like we have in our weddings. You go under a canopy. We'll get to the discussion later today. What's the halachic definition? But of course, for both sides, the Rambam Lashitaso, that he holds the definition of Nisuin is Yichud Aror Lebiya, so if she's a Nida, it just can't happen. So then she's not considered to be Nisuin even after the fact. Even if they did it, she's not considered to be in the category of a Nisuin. Fine? So it can't be. It can't be. There cannot be a Yichud.
Wow.
You can't. You have to put someone in the room. I told you the story yesterday, right? Party in the bathroom, yeah?
But the reasoning for it, you could shift. If they actually had Bia first, there wouldn't be the
same. Yeah, if they're Mekadesh with Bia, no problem.
Then they could live together.
Absolutely. Then there's no problem of Yisa Yichud. But these days, we don't do these things. I told you, we don't do these things. Okay. Rabosai, I read you the Mordechai. Yes, let's read it again. One more time, Rabosai. The Mordechai is found over here in Simon Kuf Ayin Ches. Kuf Ayin Ches on the Ma'am Kamas. Mordechai, Kuf Ayin Ches. One more time. So yesterday, Rabbi Yitzchak Pirish, Hi the boy Rav Ashi Nichus al Chuppah Pirsan Ida Haynu Chuppah Shachosin Sovor Shoyse Tahoru Shas Chuppah. The name says Nida. Shemachi b'safkalei kanya the shema chibas biyakone v'liyoda hachosin she'ena yochel livolata shema lo yakonis ata. So kind of a chuppah betos, if you will. V'gam regilim ayo lichlachnis taoros v'lo yakonis nidos. This is a perakama and pierce nida ena malal amazonis because it doesn't make sense. Avle modiyin lo she nida avle bikenu konso lichuppah vada ikinu lo miyad keiva da osa chuppah kadei livol kshetia taoro. Okay, we saw in the Rambam yesterday. It has to be, You should know what's going on. It's important. It's important. Okay? Fine. Now, again, a few lines earlier in that same Mordechai, he says, Hol v'nechus al chupa v'lo nivolo pirsanida v'aray de posko l'chibas bia. In other words, the question became, the rush was bothered by the kasha, what do you mean, nechus al chupa, the chupa's kona the first minute? The answer is, yes, chupa's kona the first minute. But as far as Tosefta's ksuba is concerned, we should argue that even though she came into the chuppah, and at that point in time, when she came into the chuppah, she wasn't a nida. She was under the canopy, right? She was not a nida yet. So the Gemara here is not enough nun vav for those who came in late. Boy Robin, nichas al chuppah lo nibala mal chibas chuppah or chibas biyachon if it's Tosefta's ksuba. Im tim salom achibas chuppah is kone. Chupa dechaz lebi, etc. That means what? With respect to Tosefta's ksuba, amazing. Even though she went into the chupa as a tahora, but if she became neither in the middle, so it's paska. So the chibas chupa is paska in the middle. It's not enough to warrant the giving of the Tosefta's ksuba. It's a big chiddush the Mordechai has over here in Siman Kuf Ayin Ches. Fine. Now it's interesting, Rabbi Osai. The question becomes. The first shaila, Daf Nun Vav, boy Rovin, nichs and chuvah lanibala mao. We're talking here presumably only about what? Only about Tosefta's ksuba. So the pashup shot, the next shaila of the Gemara, right? Pirsan dina mao is also the same thing. So how will the Rambam say it at the second? Are we on Bar Ilan here? Not yet. Can you get me Bar Ilan, somebody?
Yeah, this it's going, you see. It takes time for the light to warm up.
All right, what about that?
What if it's only a subject? Sometimes we're in a stress thing. So you don't know at that moment in time, is it real need to
We have to ask a Rav Shaila, like anything else in Halach. Mm-hmm. Whatever the Rav says goes. In any event, Rabbi Osai, I wanted to show you that. Oh, see? It's amazing. Work gradually. Again, the question becomes as follows. This is really the Rosh's question. There are always this question already. How can the Rambam say that the Gemara's Shaila here on Daf Nun Vav and Aleph is whether Chuppas Nidah's Kona for all in Yonah of Nisuan or not, when the earlier Shaila, which discusses Nichas of the Chuppah lo Nibalah, is clearly referring to what Tosefta's Ksuba only? Because we all know that Nichlas of the Chuppah works for everything else. The Yarsha, the Tamila, Lafaras, the Dorea, presumably to eat Betruma, all those things, if it's Chenek for Anarim Urasa, all those things that we spoke about in the Sugana from Chesimid Beis, once she came to the Chuppah, it takes effect. It's only with respect to Tosefta's Ksuba at the Gemara's Ashayla of Nichlas of the Chuppah of Olanibla. So if that's the Shayla only Tosefta's Ksuba, how can the second Shayla be any different? So this is a very serious question which the Rishon already asked against the Rambam. And of all places to find a possible answer to this, Rabbi Osai, we're not going to look in Hilchas Ksuba, Hilchas Kiddushin, actually, where we actually are right now, and Siman Nun Hei, which we're going to be getting to soon. We're going to look of all places in Shulchan Aruch, Orach Chaim. Orach Chaim, what? Can that make sense? Orach Chaim. Okay, we're on.
One more stop.
One more stop. Bar Ilan, thank you so much. That's better than the first one?
Second. Yeah.
Get in places, Rizal. So get in places.
Okay.
Here we go.
Just hit browse, I think. Like
browse? I'm hitting browse. Just hit browse.
Okay, nice.
Now we'll look for you. Shulchan Aruch or Mefarshim? Mefarshim. Ben Avraham. The Rabbi is in Shin Lamed Tes. Watch this. I feel a besul yesh liyachet kodem Shabbos. Kevin yesh om the chupa shalano lo mikni chupa under the canopy. The kodem ha-chupa asurim b'yichud. So it's better to have the yichud, which is the suun according to everybody's opinion, even the Rambam, done before Shabbos. Because we're not supposed to, we saw that already yesterday, that the almana, there's no dinin of chupa, you have to have a yichud at least before Shabbos, because you don't want to be kona on Shabbos. Kidin on Shabbos is awesome. Okay? Vorav ein liyoliv. After a boy or ishona korodin into seves ksuba, which we just saw, mikom gam boy by ashniya, who gam kedin in Yerusha, says the Rambam. The keva the matzvich b'chupa shtei ruya lebiya, kal v'chomer b'msiru l'shluchei abal, aval im lo chazi lebiya, lo kona klum, afilu b'chupa. So chuppah, which is ruya lebiya, yekones, and it's kal v'chomer from shmos l'shluchei abal, but chuppah, which is not chazi lebiya, lo kona klum, that's the pshat and shita's a Rambam. So he's saying over here, Rabbi said that the two shailas, who's he quoting from? I'm not sure if it's himself or quoting from somebody else. The Ayka Lashona. In any event, Rabbi said, he is paskening that the two Ibayas in the Gemara are referring to two different shailas. The first shaila, says the Mogen Avraham, is, of course, whether it is the Tosefta Ksuba or not. And the second shaila is whether you are kone or not. Frek the Beis Meir, what do you mean? Im tim salomar chupas chibas chupa kone. No! I'll say chibas chupa is not kone with respect to Tosefta Ksuba. I have exactly the same shaila where the chupas nidas kone for everything else besides Tosefta Ksuba. Such as Yorsha, the Tamula, for us, the Rea, should be Chenik and instead of Skila, should be Oti Truma, the five them as we had before. We did it in Saloma for. It's a different Shaila. I can say again, I can say, not Chibas Chupa is not Kona for those seven Ksuma. So exactly the same Shaila, or whether Chupas Nida will be Kona for the other five things. That's the place Meir's Kasha. Against his Mogen Avraham. It's a very, very strong kasha. Oh. As I saw, they quote from the Yonis and Epshitz, B'nei Ahuva, in Perek Yud Halacha Beis, it's like this. No. All the Shailas are both Sarah and Tosefta Ksuba. Even Boy Rav Ashi, that is the Chupa, Persanita Mao, Tosefta Ksuba. How did the Rambam derive that according to the Tzad, there's no Tosefta Ksuba, that there's no Nisuin either? Look in the Mishnah. Look in the Mishnah, Rabosa, and Nundal and Amid Bey. What does it say? Rabbalazab and Azari Omer, Minan Nisuin Goves Akol. Ah! So if there's a Shaila according to Rabbalazab and Azariah, is chupas nida kona Tosefta Ksuba, and we know that the sua there is Tosefta Ksuba, by definition, the fundamental shaila must be, is she in the sua or not? Mwah! A meritic, a textual answer to our question. That's chazer again. The Pashat Shana Gemara, the whole Gemara is talking about Tosefta Ksuba. So if you understand, you're right. So how'd the Rambam know that it's relevant to whether she's in a suet in the first place or not? The answer is, because it says in the Mishnah, at the function of the suet. So once she's in a suet, there is Tosefta Ksuba. Of course, the question becomes against B'nai Ahuva, what's the first shaila about there? First shaila is, boy, Robin, nichsel chubavol nibala, mao. What kind of mao? We know that that's the suet. And we know that this one is a determinant. So what's the mouth? You have to look up in the B'nai Ahuva and Perek Yud Halacha Beis and the Rishonim and Epshitz and see what it says there. It's not completely clear to me. Do we have that up here? Do we have the Be'er Huma? Is that the first year after? Find out. Rambam. Let's take a look. Yeah, look at this. Yeah, you know, because Ishas, I don't make up these things, what they do and what they don't have. Very good. Take a look, see what he says? Okay. Here we go. Watch this. Chelkas Machokek, Hikshal Rambam. Let's take a look. Let's look inside. Just, I like to see, I don't like to trust the screens. I like to see things. Simen Samach Aleph, Chelkas Machokek. Okay. Hikshal Rambam. Okay. Chelkas Machokek, Hikshal Rambam. It's on the Mamma Komas, I think. Samach Aleph is on the Mamma Komas. Chelkas Machokek. Yeah. So the Mechaber says, like the Rambam, the Cholad Voramik Adain Karusa Meachas Shaisa Nida says the Chagas Bokhukon Beis Mashmid Eino Yorsho Venezoch Bimitsiyoso Vimasiyo Deo Vipayris Shinabod Rom Shabal Zoch Vishto. Aye, we learn Miyashi Giaz Man is Chaiba Babas on a Ser Zoch Masiyo Deo Vimitsiyoso Nun Zayin Shluchi Abal. That's a Rambam. Calls the Dafka Shiruya the Chupa the Bia. So it's amazing. Masar Av the Shluchi Abal for a Tahora is a higher level than she's in a seclusion with her husband when she's a Nida. Avlam he Nida. Av she Nimsa the Shluchi Abal alo Odef mi Mishiros the Shluchi mi Chupa the Gufa. But we give a man, he gives a Mavur, Nun Vav Siv Gimel, she pierce the Nida, and a Malam is honest. We must be Rambam to Muim. The Bixubis Afton Vav, Esau, equals the whole Sugi Rabbon Sain. Cause of a base Yosef, for know that there are Haga on in Rambam Zal, the Chiboy boiled in Tim Saloma. Have you killed Nifshto, I buy a Kamaisa, the Chibas Chupo, is Conan. In the Memes Habay, the Rav, in the first one, Lokoy Ayurusha. Talk Shem Sora, Avish Luchi Abal, Dino Nimala, Filochi Balayosha. Tim Kane, Loma, Komar, the Baya Shnia Sharavashi, Koya Komilia Finirusha, the Bemis Sashne, Bayas Halala Derek, Imtin Saloma Miborlu, Uvachana Machta Machtino, it's all one Shiloh, it's one case. Vien Loma, the Kshemisora, Ha'av, the Shluchi Habal, Adifo, Misha Nikla Salachupa, Velo Nivalo, Al Kane, Habal, Yorsham, yeah, Zaino. The Madafim Chesimid Beis, Pshitale, Lashas. The Shenichnas of the Chukha Velo Nivala, Yosef Ruyo Le Mikri Nesua, Misha Nimisro Le Shluchi Abal, the Kamasam, Mos Av Le Shluchi Abal, Vizinsa, Harezu Bechenek, Keshesish, Velo Beskila Karusa, Menoni Mili, O Makro, Lizno Spes Ovia, Pratik Shem Mosar Av Le Shluchi Abal, Lo Havik Beveis Ovia, Rabbi Nesua, Parich, the Avog Shenichnas of the Chukha Velo Nivala, who the Kamamad is Lashas Ovia, the game of Nichols of the Chupa, our Pishal Nimala, the Havamina, the Havik of Sula, Kamash Malan, but there's no space of Yadin, Suahavi, Avakshin Nim, Sura, Lishlukayav, Shaf the Chupa, Lonikos of Lomi Mieta Kosov, Akati base of Yakamina, Baby Sula, in Cain, or in the Hedge in the Gemara, Adrava, Yosef, Poshin Lashas, the Mikir Nisua, Nichols of the Chupa, Lonibala, we should nimsel shluchi abal. Both makes logical sense. Vim kein mash and nimsel shluchi abal. Da dayin lo nivala lo lichsel chupu abal yorsha. Kim vul yel simen lo zayin. Mikosh kein ben nichas al chupu lo nivala. Da bal yorsh also viduk. What a great kasha. Quote here by the B'nei Ahuva, Rabbi also look inside. Chutz Echelkas Mechokek, Rabbi also say. That's his kash. B'nirim. This is his territory I told him before. Afla Rambam may boy call in Nixubu. The Mashakos of the Hamagad Mishnah. Rak Mizel Loma the Rambam. Mitos Eva Subu. Dino, Isak a diet of the Chupas Nida Mahani, Vinesua Gemura, Rak the Mesapkale in Nixubu, the Dimadata Dachil Kosala, M. Cain, Eich Arminim and Masnissin, Minanisuin, Gova Hakol, Minis Eris and Pesulu Gova Masavala. Oh no! How much kachas on the farm that feel in the sewer in a go of a go of a chupas nida? The sewer mikri, who may come a go of less than suba? Vim kain acha to mechalik by the sewer la rusa, lift look velisti by the day, by the sewer to horror, by the sewer nida, the lesla, the koshkin by rusa the lesla, the koch of turch loma, the amrina, the locos of la daita, the chaz of the beer, amrina the chupas nida lav shme chupa. For the Tosefus Ksuba, it means klal lechol dava. Ken chubas nida haino arusa ul olam lo timtza nesua leina gova kol ksubasa. Based upon the lashon of the Gemara. Oh, osi shapa. The next paragraph. Im timtza lo mar devade lo saka datach the Gemara the safik. I chubas nida havi nesua lo the mehecha tesa lo tei nesua. As the poskim will say, what Rav Ashi talking about is the Mishnah. Linian Gavias Tosefus Ksuba Rabbi Elazar ben Azari. The Yom Hashlo Kosev Al Amanas Akonzo Bezuya Shvaro the Sape the Lo Kosev Lo Achupo the Lo Chazio Lebia Ki Machi Beyeshkan Vim Kein Dun Mino Akorcha the Chomili Lo Mikri Nesua that she's not in the Sua at all. The Imlok and Kasha Kanal Lifli Mesibidi that's my Kasha. That's my Kasha. Odilma afni ksuba dat a filo khaje le bier. Kein afle khol mili mik mi khupa snida. Mik snida khupa. Te khode be khavet a mesh shak odi be mesh tsayna. A koz in a mesh mai in a su be khupa. But if it is so be bier. Oh. The su be khupa less look suba. Kod the first I buy the gamara. The su be khupa has no suba no tell seven suba. Can as the color khapas. Had in the Svaras Chutz, the Ein Chili Ben Chupas Nida L'Shal Chupas, Vasi Shapir, etc. See, there's a fancy word over here, Rabbi Osei, which I'm not going to go into the project right now, to differentiate this around. Fine. But Rabbi Osei, the Ran speaks about it as well. There's a typo, I think, on the Ran. It's not Chav Beis Amid Aleph, it's Chav Beis Amid Beis. So I apologize for the mistake. Let's open Rabbi Osei, Chav Beis Amid Beis, and Dapi Aran. In the new Gemara, it's Samache. Upirsa nida, upirish mi mana umeis. So the question is the Yerusha. Hilkoch ena kona. Kevin shekosav kena rifza, stav, mashma sheena kona lishum dava. Lo li yorusha, lo li tamala, v'chen chasav arambam zalpek, asir mirl shah ishas. Aval im hoisa nida, afal pish in nilkos al chupo v'nisyach anima, lo gorban yisuin v'rei karusa dayan ata. Hadova temon, the cave on the kaimel and Yevamis no zayin beis. The yesh chupal the psulos. Go. Al model kohen gadol v'chaver osea. It's considered to be a chupa to passel just the chupa alone. Enough to passel this individual from eating truma. So chupas nida lama lo tikne. Don't tell me the chuppah with a prohibited woman is nothing. You see, before in Yevamos Nuzayim, that chuppah with a prohibited woman counts for something. If you have near it, there be a omen loy boil on elin yotosav tzuba. Abul shad devarim ko. No, that's the Ran's raya against the Rambam. How to get out of this raya? So, the lecha mishnah. Oh, yes, you see the bar. I think so.
So when you say chupas nida to a kohen, she couldn't eat
Once she had chuppas nida, once she had chuppas, not nida, once a woman had chuppah with anybody, even if it's not binding, right? She's a psulos. So what happens? She went under the chuppah. She is, let's say, for example, a grush.
So that's to be possible. What about the other way?
Can
she
eat
truma if she didn't complete?
No, no. Yeah, Yeshkob Absuls would disqualify her. Let's take a look at
the Rambam. I'm talking about an ordinary woman who marries a Kohen who hasn't completed the suin according to the Rambam because it was nida during chuppah.
So the question is, she lied to truma now?
Yes.
So the Pashat John Rambam's answer is no.
Right.
She's not in the suin at all. Well, let's get this. Hold on. Let's get the Rambam. Have we had a Rambam yet? Not yet.
But he still has an obligation of
mezainis. Oh, links. This should work. Rambam. Oh, how do I like that? Pull the fast one. They got the Rambam through the back door. Okay. Figure that one out. Okay, Rabosai. This is the discussion over here. Right? Everyone see? This is the Rambam we saw. We saw it a few times already. Now we're trying to find the Lecha Mishnah. Here, write this paragraph 2. Is it big enough in the back? Tom, can you read it? Make it bigger? Make it bigger. Oh, it's really big. Aran bepirish halacha zikshar amenu. Do the paragraph boy of imto, if the group of Rabbi Shmuel, he may shkubal the psulos solo. Kanon karab, amay shkubal the psulos. And possible ram, paragraph of the troops. That's what the kash is. This is a chuppah with a woman, you're not going to marry. If the rabbi said a chuppah with a woman, you're not going to marry, such a nida, doesn't count for beans. So why should it count to pasta from truma? The rabbi calls it Nichols Trumas. Okay. Really? Wow. Okay, that's amazing. What? Nun Zion? Well, they passed that already. I don't know. Yes. Not holding. Okay, whatever it may be. This is the kash. Rambam himself paskins yesh chuppah l'psulos. How can it be? Watch this. Yesh vare l'chalek ben posel the kiddushin gemurim. To metzkin adach alpi to ein kiddushin gemurim heim poslin to hayovam posel v'eno machil. In kain is to have a shmur that in kinyin chuppah l'chudo ein a kona when you live so to posel or from ever marrying a kona if her husband dies. Is to the chuppah mahanyo lifso, shlo tikshi psak about that who pasuk a chuppah in the corner, who pasuk the esh chuppah lipsulos, the islay the chuppah below kiddushin, mahanyo lifso betruma. It's a problem over there, both sides. If you look there in summary show, they say, yesh chuppah lipsulos even without kiddushin. Without kiddushin, nothing happened. Nothing happened. Some under a chuppah, no kiddushin. Doesn't matter. But the rabban and the pasuk of truma. Because if it would be a kosher shidduch for a kohen, because it was no kiddushin. If then it's talking kosher zaran, afish chuppah lipsulos lifso. Mikom galot tinase nida lasses kinyan gomer and a mol yesh lechalik leliknos lechad the posel kiddukasivna. And the proof is the lechem mishnah that the Rambam holds its posel without a kiddushin. Without a kiddushin, the chuppah doesn't accomplish anything. All the accomplishes are negative. It makes her Asura to eat truma for the rest of her life. So Rabosa, this is a whole new take on chuppah l'psulos by the Lecha Mishnah. So we say it's not a problem. It's without kiddushin. Without kiddushin, we pass the chuppah is not konan and kiddushin afe. So there's no kiddushin anyway over here. It must be a separate psulim of the Rabbanon. Separate psulim of the Rabbanon. So we can say even though chuppah is needed, it's not chal. Rabosa. It would pass over the Rabbanon. This is the terrace of the Lecha Mishnah to the Ran's Kasha. Rav Shechter Shlita has a different terrace. He quotes Rav Hosai a fascinating Beis Yaakov. Do we have Beis Yaakov here? We'll find out soon. Beis Yaakov? Yeah. Yeah. What happened? No. base. Amud Aleph. They open in daf in the Masechta. Pesach was an interesting question. Huh? The first thing in the Masechta. Baran hevi machlokas haposkim the harbe sfer the chuppah hu yichud. Men a person need a lot bas chuppi. Man cholak alem. Right? Brings a raya. Naf yud beis. He has a kasha. What are you saying? Chuppah yichud. Even Moslem shluchim ba'al is nesu l'chol mili. Called the many man dior b'miksub v'staf memches. And Yerushalmi, we saw the Rashi yesterday, Sul al-Mona. What's the difference? It's not found in Shas Bavli. No Svara. What's going on over here? The Gemara of Yeshchubal of Psulis is talking about an Almona called Godel. See, Almona Ksheira, you have a chuppah. Oh, here's his kasha. Here's his next kasha. Yamin and the chuppah, I know yich, dafka yich, or Raman being the chuppah to chazal the beer, dafka, kasha li rishalmi. Have you ever told you about your gimel? That metak and low to the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, matkin lo isha acheres, in case his wife dies, shekosvu, shakidushin vanisuin, who be Yom Kippur dafka, the achash amesi rishona. Vach came in the beer rishona who, vade asura, that's true of Yichud, Yom Kippur, come up in Nida, Kol Shalom Boal. Here's this woman who has never been married to him, that's wife of Yom Kippur, so they're going to have some kind of a make them married some other. How can you do it? According to the Rabbi, you need Yichud to roll the beer. It's not roll the beer because it's Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur beer is also for the whole world. It's not roll the beer. That's the base of Yaakov's kasha. That's the base of Yaakov's kasha. So, Rav Shechta Shalita, in the Sefer Ginas Egos, Simon Choftes, some of you may have it, the Beis Medrash has it downstairs, has the following word. He says like this, Rabosai, what do you say? Is Nida an Erevo or is Nida not an Erevo? What would you say? There are two signposts to know if something is an Erevo or not. Koreis is one. Come on, what's the other one? If it's an Erevo, there's no what? No tfisas kiddushin. If you put a ring on your sister's finger, nothing happens. A kohen puts a ring on the grusha's finger, they are married. They're not allowed to be married, but you better believe they're darn married. They are married. Just they're married to Yisrael. Comes to Nida, it's a split screen. On the one hand, koreis there is, which indicates it really is an Erevo. On the other hand, it's exeris akasav, utihi Nida saw alav. That pasuk is found in this literal interpretation discussing if chasna person is beer, that's beer with a nida, that her tumah goes on to him. Ritual impurity. We're not going through that right now. Chazal darshin tihi lashon havaya biyotza v'hoisa. That means lashon kiddushin. That there can be tfisis kiddushin by a nida, as opposed to your sister, as opposed to HSH, and everything else like that. But the question becomes, what's the pshat? So something, it's an exception to the rule. Is the pshat that it is a nida? And the fact that this feast condition is an exception to the rule. Well, no, it's not an either. And the fact that this koreis is an exception to the rule. Something has to give. Something has to give somewhere. Who let Yavamas? Who was in Yeshiva who let Yavamas 3 years ago? Anyone remember from Yavamas? I was here from Yavamas. No one even remembers from that far back. No one was here that far back. Okay, well, we let Yavamas, that base, which we spoke about. This question. The whole shout of Tosfos that base, Yavamas. What happens if the woman is a nida? Excuse me, the woman is an erev at the time of the death of the brother, so there's no zika. What else? Tosi esakasha. What if she's a nida? Women are nida half the time. That's not a good percentage of the time. At the moment that her husband died, she was a nida. Okay, great. I'm an erev and there's no zika. I have to worry about my brother-in-law in Siberia. I was a nida at the time that my husband died. No, it's not true. So why isn't it true? Why is it true? The Tosi seems to say over there because Nida is not an Erevah. He's not an Erevah. So the Chloek is Tosi in the Rambam. The Rambam seems to say that Nida is an Erevah, Rabbi Osai, is an Erevah. How do you know? Let the Rambam rattles off all the Arayas. Let's see what he counts in his list of Arayas. It's only fitting to look for. Okay? Let's put a Rambam. Rambam Mufarshav. Because he's Surei Bia, so he rattles off all the various arayas, one after the other, one a whole series of arayas. So here, in Perek Dalet, Rav says as follows, Hanide harei hi kishar kol arayas. What could be more fairish than that? This is b'chal arayas, black on white in Rambam. It is included in arayas. Okay? That's what he says. Not just that. Let's take a look at the same, before we go back to Ishas, look at Surabia, in Perek Chav Beis. Isa Yichud, that's all the Perek is about. Look what he says over here. Also, this Yachad in Erevim in Arias, Beis Kena, Bein Yaldo, Shedav, as a Gorom, the Galos Erevim. Chutz, Meha Eim, in Beno, Vahav, in Bito, Vahabal, in Ishto Nivin. An exception. Chosin shepirsi ishtanida, kona sheyivol, also siachat ima, yishena ben ha-hanoshim, yishena ben ha-hanoshim. Olea b'yishon v'achat nidmeis, mudli siachat ima. Sound like it's all a real din d'arasa. Again, it's not clear now what the yichud b'chlal d'arasa. But assuming the yichud b'chlal d'arasa, get an impression from here that the need is b'chlal before b'yishon. Why? Because it's a regular din of erva. A regular din of erva. That's what it says. The Rabbi disagrees. I told you about this. The Rabbi in Bala Nefesh says it's a different kind of din. Yoshin ben Anoshim. Shem Anoshim has coolness and chumras. The coolness is only at night, time of Shana, not by day. And the chumras is you need the double shmira. But that's what the Rabbi said. Rabbi says it's a regular class of the Yichus. He holds these Poshim Pshat. It's an Erva. Poshim Pshat. Okay. Rambam and Nichols Ishas are both saying Perek Dalet. Hamakadesh Achaz Min Ashniyos or Misuri Lavin or Misuri Esay Kenayovim Shekidesh Tzoros Yavav Maharez Min Mekudesh Tzim Gimur. Af Al Pisha Oslo Liknos Achaz Mikolelu Beyo Megarish Beget. If you mock to someone the Kedushin of Schal. Okay? And what about Nida? What about Nida? Kaddish Nida all the time. Maisim B'chayom. But what will be, is it Mutter, is it Aser? Is it Mutter, is it Aser? Quantan Rambam to do such a thing. Pasha Pshah is that it's Aser. Quantan Menchaschina Chabosai. In mitzvah reish vav, isa da oraisa. Let's see if we can get mechas chinuch. Can we get mechas chinuch here? Sifra. Sefer mitzvahs?
Yeah.
Mechas chinuch. Erva v'achosa, okay? Erva v'achosa. What he says? Did the Lama Tosi b'Rama she also the Kaddish Chai b'Krisa Shein Kiddush Tosa v'en? Where do you see it? Chai b'Lavin. It's a different story there. It's Chal, not Chai b'Krisa. Shavrisi shadurah b'kiddush tzav zayin beis gabi achos isha tol lechatchila diyevet chol arayis chuk shuk shom achos isha is an isha lechatchila not in the Rambam anywhere look in Rambam perek dal alocha your beis we saw your dal let's get back to your beis we'll see it inside I got back to this yeah
mm-hmm.
Who's it hamakash achas min arayis also klum Shekidus and Tovsin were Erevah, chutz min anida, shem mekayis anida, harizim kodeshim v'kedushim v'urim, ve'ein roi lasas kein. Why not? Ramal shitaso, the anida is an erva, the gzeres ha-kosev, it's chal anyway, but it's still considered to be in the category of an erva, and if it's also lasas kein, as he quotes over here, the Adyud Beis, Aymag and Mishnah, Ma'ayin lasas rabbein, where do you get it from? You got it from this Gemara. The tofs in the kedushin benida. That's b'diavad. Aval lechatchila koi be'akeisha d'asa lechatchila. So writes that the minchas chinuch rabosai. Amazing. Not for now. Good. It's a din of an erev rabosai. Has the status of an erev. Oh. So we can say Rav Shechta Shtita suggests Utehi nidasa olav. I told you already yesterday. Tehi is lashon v'hoisa. The yotza v'hoisa. Has havaya is considered to be kiddushin. So kiddushin is exeris akasuv that works even when she's a nida. Nisuin at. Ah, what an elegant, beautiful pshat. Nisuin does not work for a nida. Look, it's an erva. Erva, there should really be no tis kiddushin either. It's exeris akasuv utehi. He is Avaya, Kiddushin. Makash Avaya Liyatsiyam is Kiddushin, not Nisuin. So when it comes to Nisuin, back where we started, there can be no possible Nisuin for someone who's given the status of an Erva, Rabosai. Only of an Erva has nothing to do with the Kashas of the Ran, who speaks of Psulos. Psulos, the Sukh of Kuna, are Chaybe Lavin. Right? There is no chorus over there. Yeshku, the Psulos means that once with a chuppah to someone who's pasala, she comes nifsal lakuna. That means there's an iser of lav. Of a lav is not an erva. So the chuppah is effective to pasala. Or every woman on Yom Kippur. What? Every woman on Yom Kippur is an erva. Chas v'shalom. There's a side iser of having been Yom Kippur. But it's not that there's an erva, so therefore it's considered to be a proper chuppah according to Shita Zerav. That's Rav Shechta Shlita's answer to this question. Good. Having gone through this, let's go over to further to identify what exactly is Nisuin. What is it? So we already saw two shikas of Rosh. We saw the Rambam, Yichad Aroh Leviya, and we saw the Ran, and remember that? He brings him into his house. That's what we saw the Ran, the very beginning of the Masechta. The Ran says, you bring him into the house, that's considered to be the category of Nisuin. But there are other opinions as well. Open to the Ramah here in Simen Nun Hei. Please turn, please. Ramah, Simen Nun Hei. There'll be five or six sheep that have to hang in there. Here we go. The Mechaber says, what's called the suin? Yisyachel ima. There has to be yichud. No yichud, nothing. Okay? So that's the Mechaber. Says Ramah, "V'yesh omrim the chupa eno yichud, ela kol sheviya achos in the base of the shem nisuin." That was we saw yesterday. The Rashi, sheet number two, sheet number three. "V'yesh omrim shachupa hi sheporasin sudar al rosham." They pour some kind of a covering on their head. Yekes, exactly. What do they use? Talis. Talis. That's it. This is it. Yeah, because always have a book of all the minhag 3 hours, I don't know. But except for that, all the, we discussed it a couple years ago, but the minhagim have a mocker. It says, this is Parson Sudra Rosh Meshasa Bracha. That's what we call in our language a talis. That's it. Now, Rabosai. Yes.
Women wearing a talis?
Yes.
One time.
Once in her life, a woman puts on a talis. Not herself. Her husband's talus is draped over her shoulders as well.
There's not an issue of like...
Degedish? They avail beyond me. Right? Once in a life, she's allowed to go under the talus. Not a problem. Not a problem.
So what is that? Yichud?
No, Yichud. They're in front of 1,000 people.
So what is it? They're under the tomb. They're covered with the talus.
With talus.
Intimately.
Intimately? I mean, that's a matter of how you describe intimately in front of 1,000 people. Not that intimate to us. photographer, the whole world says taking pictures, whatever it is. That's what it says over here. Fret the chelpes mechokek, sif cotton zayin. Habes yoysef hei vedeezu besimit samachal, b'shem orchus chayim, b'shem ha'yitur. Because of the la milsi, b'digarsina besota yushalmi, ad sheyikones the chuppah, shema mina, mokam miyuchot, kein kilo, sheyoshim shneem, ima sheshvinen ha'yichuppah. So there are mostly going to be three possibilities of what Knisa means. The Rambam, into a totally secluded area, Yichud HaRoah Labia. The Ran that we saw yesterday, bringing him into her house, he bringing her into his house, even other people floating around. And then he gives away the next Shita, the fourth Shita, which is under a canopy. But going under a talus, that's not a Knisa. That's a big kasha. There's an expression, I know about expression, you're nichnas tachas kanfei ashrim. You find that in Chazal. You're going under, that's also called the knisa. Going under the talus. You're going into the part that's under the talus. And this is not only a yekesh minik. Who else has the same minik? Our other friend is not here today. Sfaradim have the minik. Not only people from German extraction. I have over here a boss. I brought up the altar of Poskim today. Altar of Poskim.
Why don't other people do it?
That's a good question. We'll see.
The minik had to above. We think about it because in the Gemara's time, they said you had to have a business, a house, and then you were supposed to get married.
Well, these days, you go to a shidduch, the guy's job is a psul. I kid you not. Is that learning? I deal with this all the time. He learned 5 years, he's 23. And now he's got a job. Yeah. Well, look at him. Opposite of what used to be 60 years ago. The whole world's turned upside down in certain places. Let's not go into that right now. But, right. Let's take a look, Rabbi says. Take a look. Here we go. Watch this. With Sisru Magini Kosav, Shemedinas Ashkenaz, Germany. Gamke no guhochi, to put the talus over the head. Who else? Svardim. Where is he quoted from? Minhagi Algier. Okay, Minhagi Algier. And Ben Ishchai. In Yushalayim, Minhagi Svardim. And Kushta, also the Svardim of Constantinople. That's the minig of the Svardim, Edot HaMizrach. And the Nachashim is, yes, in Ashkenaz, in Germany, they put the talis. I, the right from the Rishon, B'yesh Nitchos. Doesn't say how. I assume it means my way. I have to look it up in Nachashim. I don't know if he gives it, he tells you what the Tchira, the new footnote of additions I have it in my, I think here. What the Tchira? The Pashup Shad. And it's called the Knisa. That's what I would have said. Now, Rabosai, it's interesting. The Orchus Chaim, that they quote over here, that's the source. And we saw in the The Orchus Chaim didn't just stop saying it, but he quoted a source. What's the source? V'chein omu gabi yiyud, kiddush yitchesem in beis, kevan shapires aleha adon taliso, kie mitzvahs yiyud. Kevan shapires taliso aleha, ma kiddush yitchesem in beis. I have a big kasha. And that same daf as the machloikas where the yiyud is Eris and Osa, or Nisu and Osa. We pass in Eris and Osa. So you bring me a raya that type Peris Nisu Lea causes Nisu in. But the case you're coming from, we pass in it only is Eris and Osa. Maybe you'll say, since according to one man, the Yomba, Nisu and Osa, so we have the expression of Peris Nisu Lea according to him as well. Okay, perhaps. But the Beis Yosef quotes a Yerushalmi, which seems to go against what we said. What's the Yerushalmi? Instead of saving time, instead of showing you the Beis Yosef, I'll show you the Gro. The Gro, Rabos. Give a look on the Gro over here. Sivkot and Tess. Give a look on the Gro. The Gro, Sivkot and Tess, Rabos. Father Marmakarps. Sivkot and Tess and the Gro, Simon Nun Hei. What's it going on? The Yesh Omer Mishal Chuppi Yishal Parson Sudav HaRosha Mishal Zabrocha. Yerushalmi Sof Soto, Eilu Hein Chupas Chasanim, Sadine Mitzuyorim Misaharone Zov Kluyer Behem, Tani, אבל אוסו אפיפרוס ותולה בן קומין מן שירצה. וכן הוא בבבלי, נצא אותם בפסה מן אלף. טענה מי חופס, etc. אלא דירושלמי, קורי להטרוס חסנם זהוריס המוסהובוס. וקום גם חרן יונו. It's all one big thing. So, the eater says it's wrong, because עד שיכנס לחופה, אבל כניסה לחופה, מוקם מיוחד הוא. ובשם את הסוכה, תל סופר. שני סוטה אלוהים. Yeah. So then what's the din? It's a different din. A different din. What, we haven't got to it yet. That is kind of this Yerushalmi. And the Bavli in Sotah Memtes is along the lines of the Yerushalmi. And what's the Lashon of, again, we saw it before. I've also said, we'll see it again. The Lashon there is Kimin Chupa. Excuse me. Kimin Kippa. Kimin Kippa. Okay? Says the Vilna Gaon. There's a long Vilna Gaon over here. Here in Sivkot and Tess. He says right where we left off. Vehi chupa shalanu. Our canopies. A kippah. What's a kippah? What does it mean, a yarmulke? Like a dome, right? You know, Nebuch and the Harabai, they call it the kippah. Is that what I use the word? Right?
Yeah.
Nebuch. Rachmanis is a kippah. But that's a kippah. So a chupa is a kippah. It's a canopy which is on top. It's like a roof. That's chupa shalanu. Because in the Yerushalmi, right? In the Yerushalmi, it says this. The Bavli says that. And if you look in Rashi, if you look in Rashi Shom, Kemaskal Zuhuris, let's take a look. We don't have it here in front of us, but the Gros says to look, we have to look.
Does the Chassan have to own
you? Own what? The canopy?
Yeah.
We'll discuss that. But that's a summer machmir. We don't hold that way, Pashas. We'll try to get to it as we go. Sota. So it's over here. If you look in Rashi, Rabosai, on Memtes and Menalf and Sota. Rashi did a mouthful of Zahoris. See if you can find it. You can see Zahoris quickly. Missed it? Made on the base. Sorry. Maybe it's other things happen. Must have missed it, I don't know. Whatever. There's it, Rashi used the word keeper. I wrote it down in my notes. That Rashi has a lashon. Talis tzvua shani uvokvua tase zov achim amidin also come in keeper. Lashon of Rashi. It's not far near over here. It's probably where am I? Yeah. Links to Ramus again. It has to be there. If I didn't just go right past it. Let's look one more time, okay, Rabbi? Say one more time. Made a mistake? I find it. Yeah, I apologize. I think it's somewhere there. In any event, Rabosai, let's go vital. That's Chupa Shalanu. But the Gra goes further than that. Look at the Gra, watch what's happening. Watch. Watch. Avala Iker. This is halfway through the Gra, Sivkot and Tess. Look inside. Simon and Hay. In a chuppah shekona yitziyosu v'beis aviyah v'oleches and makosim l'beis shenisud shemarash yibishus balak k'dekas Iran. The Iran is right. The Iran is right. Not the maxim of yichad rola bia. She came to his house. V'etzor shenis yachad imo k'mo shechiyach rabbi reish k'subas Mashakosta Shami Alfred Bays, Tonar Bon and Kinsa, we would dochle the right, but that's Pashat Pasarai. Mishnah Memchesim at Bays. Rishusa via Chupa. Right? That's a going on. Moser Av, Pligi, Mr. Russell the Kol. Resha Hi Chupa Mamish. Rash the Zel in the Mishnah. Rash in the Gemara. Okay? Abel Nire. Kevan Shalohi via the Beso, Mokom Ika Kriosa the Chupa, Ein Zel Chupa. That's Dafka Bederach. Sukkim Memchesim at Bays, we saw already yesterday. Aval kol shekoveya achupa afilu bechatzeiro sagi. Even if it's hers, there's no need for the chassan to buy the chupa room. As they rent out the chupa room. Of course, they don't need to. Could belong to the shver. It's irrelevant. He paid the money to rent the hall, presumably. Doesn't matter. Adikar achupa lebeis al shem yisuin. That's the ikar. Aval mikoma kol asiyas achupa hu besadinim kemin kipa kanal biyushalmi. It would keep us in Yerushalmi. V'zel gam ken chupa shalanu. Why? Why does he just take her into his own house? Follow the Ran. You know why? Guess where he's living? Bam shver. Fish etzleinu. Af the yachan nisuin. Dorim bebeis aviyo. He's not taking her home. L'fichach motziyo ha'avir shusso l'chatzer b'es ha'knesses. V'sham kovim ha'chupa b'sadinim. V'shavu ikar chupa v'kono salakol. V'achotze b'es ha'knesses v'mboko makniyo. Lo gora mechotze dido. Zeh chupa mamish. Avol ein ha'kipo ma'akeves. Al ha'keva sh'nogu lasas kipa kanal. Ikar datel n'shem nesuim. Tachas ha'kipo. Avol ein ha'kipo rishus li'atzma. Sh'tikna el ha'chotze. The whole idea of the canopy is only because of minig ha'olam. Theoretically, if he took it to a place with his place, a Mokam Yuka with no canopy, it would also work. I never been to Shukup in my life. Actually, I was once, almost. I was once with Sada Kiddushi in Rabosai in the Bayit in Toronto. Ever been there? Beautiful place. Gorgeous. Ever been there? Been to Bayit in Toronto? Thornhill. Beautiful. Come to the Chuppah, it's beautiful. It's a gleaming, you have a gleaming gold frame with thick gold pillars on four sides, and thick gold going across four, between the fourth, and beautiful. Only one thing was missing. There was nothing on top. Zero. Empty. I forgot to put something on top. I told it. So luckily Rabbi Taub was there, the bar, the asked at the time, said, Rebbe, help. So he went into his office, got me some shmata to put on top. I don't know what it was. Put on top. It was incongruous. It's beautiful. Built a beautiful room with flowers, right? And a shmat on top. I guess the talesim weren't big enough. I don't know. I'm dead. See the guy's pictures, you'll see the shmat on top. Whatever he pulled out of his office. I guess it was, I don't know, why they used talesim, they weren't big, I don't know, whatever. It's a ma'aseh shehoyah. Yes?
Is there a difference in using a talis versus a shmata?
Most people these days don't use talesim. They use a cloth, separate chuppah. You go to the wedding halls, it's not going to be a talis. It's a separate cloth or, you know, a canopy, which people have canopies.
Is there a reason to use the talis over?
There are places where you use the talis. I was at a wedding on Sunday. It's very, very romantic. It's very dramatic, very nostalgic. They had the talis of the two deceased grandfathers. You know, you need, one talis won't do it for you. You need two, because it's big. And that was very, I thought it was a very beautiful gesture. The rabbi was Masada Kedushin said, two talesim, one belongs to Mr. This, one belongs to Mr. That, the two deceased grandfathers. That got me over here, you know?
And would that count at all as the Yakimites?
No. The Yakimites have the talus draped over their shoulders. This is the talus is 7 feet high. Yeah.
What the category is the Badenku?
Not after that yet.
Would that be part
of it? Please. We try to go slow. We're going slow. So now we have four shitas, no? What do we have? We had the Rambam, the Yichud Rav Leviyah. Then we had the Ran brings her into his house. Then we have, what do we have? Let's chazer again. Then we have the talis draped over them. We saw that quoted in the Rambam, one opinion. Then we have the canopy, which we just saw, right? But look what happens now. Let's skip a little in the Rambam. Haminig ha-poshet achshav nikros chuba v'okom shemachnisen yuriya prusa gavit klunzos on top of pillars, poles, I should say. U'machnisen tachteh chasam v'kat. That's Amin. So that's where he fought. That's number... It's number five in the order of the Shulchan Aruch. What's number four? Which is first number five. V'yesh omrim dechupas besula mishayotza behinuma. What's a hinuma, gentlemen? What's a hinuma? What does the word hinuma mean? Some kind of covering. Where do you find the word hinuma in Shas Bavli? Who knows? V'amon mishen isyachtu toisus perakam v'diyuma. Where's the source of Tosis Perakam of the Yuma? Where did it come from? The Vilna Gaon always gives the sources. I in Tosis, he says, in Sifkot Yud. Yuma, I don't know what it says there. They quote it from a Yerushalmi. They quote it from a Yerushalmi, Rabbi Osai. Yerushalmi. Now, take a look in the Chelkos Mechok and Ches. The Gemara di Dan on the Zbachir ben Vesul al Amon and Yechuper. To Yerushalmi, Yuma, and Ksubis. Olein the content aram the bear of Shabbos tzorach lemichlas lebivod yom the haynu yichud, because otherwise your bosai it's not going to work. Bear amola amola has to have yichud mashma avlakon is besula bear of Shabbos ain tzorach lesiach lebivod yom ki misha sheyotu sabihi numa nikra chupa. Now where is this? What is this yotze numa? If you look on your Mara Makomis, if you look at the Mara, I hope you're getting close to the end by now. You should have seen this, I think. Not here. No, it is here. Mishnah Tes Vav Amud Beis. Give a look. I'm going to say, open to the Mishnah. Mesef Leksubis. Dav Tes Vav Amud Beis. Please look. You should know Mishnah by heart, Rabbi Osei. A little bit. Super simple. You should know a little bit. Kiyas. Ha'isha Shinis Armala. Oynis Garsha. He Omeres Besula Nisarsani. I need 200. Who omer lo kiel al manu sasich? You only got 100. Im yesh edim sheyotus behi numa ferosha perua subasa masayim. What's behi numa zok Rashi? Begemara mefarish. Says Rashi, sorak seifa, her hair is sticking out on her shoulders. Kacha you know again the whole tis absulos in beis avia and beis achasava. So the edim who say that her hair was sticking out, this indicates that what? She must have been a psula against Messiah. If not, she may have been a Bahula or a Mana or a Grusha, whatever it is. What's a Sinuma? So the Rashi the Gemara Mefarish. I ask you to look at the Gemara. Where's the Gemara? Yud Zayin Omud Beis, my Hinuma. What is the question? Surcha Bar Papa Mishmei Deziri Amar, Tanura de Asa. Rav Yochanan Amar, Kresa de Menamna Bakalsa. What does that mean? Rashi Krisa, if al rosha, a shawl over her head, meshurub of aleinel goes down past her eyes, kemoshet osim and kamosenu, upa omim shemenam nemes besocha betoch sheinenam megulin, it goes over her eyes, can't see, so she catches a doze. Ulekach nikra hinuma al shem tenuma, utnuma meyaf apoy. Right, we say every day, right? Can you imagine she went to California sleeping around klumpa? She can't see anyway. Moses can imagine a couple little dribble, you know. That's what it says here. Can you imagine? Okay. That's what's called Hinuma. But it's only for a psula, according to the Yerushalmi, which you'll see soon. Where does this come from? Why should it be? So again, Rabbi Osai, the Otzer Aposkim says, Chupa is Lashon Kisui. And what's the proof text? Who wants to guess? Rabosai. In the Otzer Aposkim, he quotes something from the Tashbetz. Now, I have to get with Tashbetz. There are two Tashbetz. There's the Tashbetz Godel, right? That's Rav Shimshon Ben Tzemach Duran, Sfardi Godel. What, Shuvis, Rabosai? Shuvis. That's what we call the Tashbetz Kotta, written by a Talmud Muvik of the Marami Rutenberg. And the Talmud Muvik of the Marami Rutenberg, he took down all of his monogamy. It's a little thin sefer. That's what it's called Tashbetz Kotta. Tashbetz Kotta, Simetov Samachalav Kosav. Masha Parson Sniff Al Rosh Chosim the Kalabash Hasab Racha, Yekash a minute. Fisha Gamzenik with Knesset the Chuppah, Ki Chuppah Lashem Kisui. Vyesh Omer Mal Shein, Vatikach Hatsoif Vatiskos. Where's that Possek found about that? We had it recently. Who knows? Nice, Shnei Mikra. Pashas Chayesara. Rivka saw Yitzhak and she covered herself. I have a Bekasha. Yitzhak wasn't there. He was the Suach Basod. He's not in Mincha somewhere. She covered herself. So how do you see from here that this is... I understand that the word Sif and the word Kisui goes together. That I understand. But you try to bring a Raya from that, that's considered to be a Chuppah of some sort. I don't quite fully understand that the Taj Peskotzen is bringing a Raya from. I'm just mentioning it as a Kasha. It's interesting, he quotes over here the Riaz, Piske Riaz. Who is Riaz? If you talk to him, who is Riaz? What does Riaz stand for? It's important to know. Rabbi Shaya Acharon Zal. There were two Rabbi Shayas. The oldest of the Tosas Rig, Rabbi Shaya Dutrani, he was a Yerushaya Rishon. His grandson, the namesake, was Rabbi Shaya Acharon Zal. And you find the quote in the Shulta Giborim all the time. Lashon Riaz. That's on the next Ma'amar Komashi. On your way out, you get the next Ma'amar Komashi. You'll see, it says over here somewhere or other, in the Shulta Giborim, Lashon Riaz Mechule. You'll see in the second group. Riaz is the second Rabbeinu Yeshaya. He also a Piske Riaz. Many of the Piske Riaz are in the Shulta Giborim. I looked for this one, I couldn't find it. If you find it, you let me know where it is. Because even most of us don't own Piske Riaz. It's a separate volume. Piske Riaz, Suvas Paragav Alach Yilal. Ketzat Kones Odom Es Ishto. Poris Olea Taliso the Shame Ishus. Put another puzzle. Not Rabosai. Not Peris Taliso Olea in Kiddushin Bayir. Because we think that means Erisin. Not Vatikacha Tzivatiskos because he wasn't there. But rather what? Uforasta Kinofecho Al Amosecho. Where's that puzzle coming from? Rus. Correct. Rus. Forasta Kinofecho Al Amosecho Kigolata. So you see, you put your kanafech, your wings, your garment, your talus over me, right? That's going to make it make kiddushin. The chuppah. These are the chuppah. Who may oz konos liyaskishto kol davar. All right, Baruch Hashem. He finally quoted a pasuk, which has, presumably, the implication that if the Boaz will take his knaf, his garment, and put it over Rus, they'll be considered to be married, and presumably completely married. Talk about nisuin. But the manik, quote unquote, said a fourth pasuk. Chupa al shem shechopa also covers the cover. Know what that, right? Chofe means to cover, right? So, what did it tell us? V'chein meir hanavi v'efros k'nafai alayich v'erastich li b'emuna. Hey, psukim. It's an Avtorah, right? Is there a Chumash Rashi here? We don't believe that in this rule. Can someone bring up one day a Chumash Rashi from Chumash? It's a small one. To be able to see it, it's an Avtorah for Parshas by Midbar, if I'm not mistaken. Okay? You look it up, you'll see. I have a little slight problem over here, too. It's Ayers. It's not soon. Same problem I had by Pirus Talisa over there in Kedusha, which was past year, because Ayers and also, he has been fair, very rash, simply by okay. All presumably Ramazan, not exactly on point, not exactly. Okay, Rabosa. That's an Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan says, Rabosa, that the word Hinuma, which is found in the Mishnah, not found in the Yerushalmi itself, Hinuma, found in the Gemara of Yitzayim and Beis, we saw what Rashi says. The Taz, take a look, Rabosa. Open the Taz. This is also on the Ma'amar Komas. The Taz is Simen Samach Hei. I think it's here. No, I left it out. I'm sorry. Simen Samach Hei. That is on the Ma'amar Komas, Simen Samach Hei. But not the Taz. I'll tell you in a minute where exactly it is. Two places. It's in Simen Nun Hei Sif Yud. And we'll get to other sources later. Just give me a second. I want to show you the Taz, Simen Samach Hei. Sif cotton base. I left out, I think it was too complicated. Watch this. he says the minig of achnosas kala lava osakala bezmanenu kshemevian also otachas achupa k'moshe nogan lasas lachosin ad rabbi hiikar achnosas kala achnosas chosin. Why are people asking the chosin not the kala? It's not right. Okay, not right. Okay. Mashaochen bezmanenu kol akolam achosin b'shachris lachasas rosh akala. Unbelievable. Drisha says they did it in the morning before the wedding. Well, that's quoted. In, if you take a look, Rabosai, keep one hand here in Samach Hay, and one hand back in Nun Hay, in the Chelkos Mechokim Tes. Ayin bebach she'anu noagin kedivrei kula. This is the Bach. In Nun Hei, quoted by the Bach in Samach Aleph, quoted by Chelkos Mechokim, Nun Hei, said Kotten Tess. Ubaboke Kshemachas in Rosh Hakala in the morning. Zehi Numa, Vinikra Chupal Adas HaTaisus. That's why, who was Makhbar in Adi Bedekin? Rabbi who?
Glad.
By Glad. People, they pour him to me. But okay, he got it from this Chelkos Mechokim, because they consider the Bedekin to be the Chupal in the morning.
In the morning.
What? Okay. Umikomakom nirapashut shekolz machal niskacha ein chuppah kona kodam in kedushin. Let's say, for example, they do the chuppah at 10 o'clock in the morning. And then they have a fight, and then they get married. Need a get? No! I chuppah kona kodam to one opinion. That's only about kavan, we'll see you soon. Rakshin niskacha nirgus of afrey anisul that has a choices. The word of afrey you won't find. You won't find it there. I'm going to be sure to tell us in a minute. Udas Shara Poskim lo nigru an isu and at shemis yachtem yachad ach achupa v'ochon shem milkom mokom tzmi mokom tzonu. The Rambam quotes that. V'kacha shem v'ochon 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 When we looked at the Shuvah Chavos Yom, we don't pass like that. You know, I recommend that you pray if you're hungry, you have to eat all day. But if you have it not fasting, you get married Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to eat anything that you can do. I don't think so. Now, both sides, let's go a little bit further. Now, so
it's a good
Taz.
The first sin.
Not good. The Taz comments on the Drisha. Hu Tamua, Ech Kosef Kei. The cause of Ramos Simenun Hay, the minute shall action the Masha Malichi and Elson Taras of Mappa, shall Klunsos, Huchopo. Not the Badekin, no. Visu, can you imagine what's going on? You're not going to believe this. Watch what happens. Read these lines in the Taz carefully. Harbe Pomim, many times. Shabiyom Achupo, Beshas, Mesalkin, and Adunya, Emenachosin, Mushve, Holech Misham. He leaves. You don't give me, right, you don't give me what I want for the dam out of here. V'loreinu olav chiyav l'Yisrael amachas kisi ainu. It's garnish. V'su. Yeah. V'su. Talking about high stakes. V'su. Brinksmanship. The bahar mei makomos mechasin hakala b'shakris b'lo chosin. V'mkein hei chavachum b'lo chosin. It's ridiculous. So he knocks out these three reasons why he says the drishon shver. One, the chosin's not there. Two, the guy walks away, you don't need to get, you don't have to be cognizant. And three, we pass him like it's a cannabis, you don't pass him the idea of the bedekin. Boom. So, therefore, on both sides, therefore, so you'll say, so we shouldn't have to have a bedekin at all. Who needs a bedekin? Who needs a bedekin? So, remarkably, on both sides, there are two different reasons to have a bedekin. Two. The following suggestion of Osai. Why don't we say that a bedekin is a chuppah, but not chalat kiddushin? Apparently, the Taz is choshev the shita that chuppah is kohen. Take a look at Osai. Chuppah is kohen. Where is that found in Siman Chavav, Siman Beis? All the way back at Siman Chavav, opening Siman Nuchas Kiddushin. Please turn there for a minute. Chavav, Siman Beis. Chav Vav Rabosai, Hilchos Kiddushin, Siv Beis. אם הכנס איש של החופה, אין לה בכסקדה של ספקך, ויש אומם של ספק. רבונה, you know, פסק רבונה, חופה קורן, but some say they're חושן שפורת. Maybe it's חושן שפורת as well. Take a look at what's in the Pesachei Tshuva. Here, end of Sivkotan Gimel. This is Pesachei Tshuva, end of Sivkotan Gimel. And they ask this on the Maram HaKotz. Simcha Chavav, end of Sivkotan Gimel. But Ef Shalomar, should the Ika Harbe Deos Ben HaRishonim, Bika Mahusa Chupa Mai, that's the Rambam, and he commanded the Yoman, the Ran, in the Chuppah, you could roll a beer. The Mechaber says, in the Hesifal, that's a Mordechai, my real, with the Beishmul quotes in Simon Samagdal, we'll get to it. And King, Shoyse Nida, Bevada Elohoi Chuppah Kazoo, the Oslo Siach and Ima, the Oslo Ovam and the Siach and Ima, but see us Rachok, would it work? Ev Shalom, then Sarach Lachosh, the Kiddush and Kla, why? Came and the Guf Din Zeh, Yichashin and the Rav Huna. Rova poskim cholkem al ze. The afi chashin lo efsha da ika ka poskim anal. And the chupa klal, just the canopy is nothing new yichud, the world of bia. With frat. Shagam dova ze in a borrow kol kach loma de rav huna afsha in a nig eno gomer. Liko makom kone. Velo dova de chupa be almana shechoshir av visif hakod al afmir. Nisham ayri shay chupa gemura da yichud world of bia. Uke mevuar. Midvar of the Hedra, Masha Tola, didn't say the Divya Poskim Sfilu, come by in the Chupa El Rak Larbiya. Lo Tola was there with the Divya Poskim, the Sfilu that Mona in the Chupa Greater Rak Yichar Rola Biya. And the Vada, the Marek Shehi, Shehoya Yichar Rola Biya for sure, to admit the Chupa El Chola Deis. Avok Shehoya Yichar Gomer, Diga Kama Deis, Eim Zeh Chupa Klal, Eim Tzorach Lachash Klal, but Tzorach Iyin. Like a sex faker. Number one, we worry about Ravuna. Number two, is this the Chupa to begin with? The Chupa to begin with. Okay, Rabbosai. The best reason is, Rabbosai, you have no intention to be mechadish with the chuppah. You intend to be mechadish with the ring. What will happen, Rabbosai? Rabbosai, just imagine this case. A man is standing with his fiancée, and they're under a, it starts to rain or snow like it is now. And they're standing under a canopy in front of Stern College dorm or something like that, I don't know what. Oh, they're married, they're under the chuppah. It's ridiculous. They don't have kavanah for that. So too, when they're under the real chuppah, they don't have kavanah until to take effect until they put the ring on the finger. Didn't happen yet. They kavanah for nisuin. We'll see. Kavanah maybe as opposed to das, but that's a technical term. Soon. But, yeah. So Rabbi also said, interestingly, turn to the Ramah, Simon Laman Aleph, Sim Beis. Get another reason for a chuppah. For a veil. Again, one reason is that the veil is the chuppah. We saw that in the Rishon, and the Ramah quotes that. Simon Laman Aleph from both sides. Siv Beis. What it says? Watch. Mikoma kam nogim tachas achupo lishol leedim amata baas shava pruta. They should take the akala shein the kachirak with shava pruta. Every wedding you're at, every wedding, the same question. Is it shava pruta? Why? She shouldn't think it's worth $1 million and she'll say, I would never have married him and it's going to be $1 million diamond ring. That's why you don't use diamond rings. You use plain rings for that reason. You use plain rings, right? Plain rings. Right? Plain rings. That's what the Ramah says. You should not have a ring with a stone. Plain ring. Okay, fine. V'gam noegin lechasos pnei akalos atznuos ve'enon makpidos b'ramekadesh osan. Says the Chavruch B'chokek, Zayin, what does that mean? What does that mean? Ki'ilu omro titen li mashe tirtze rak she'yishav apruto ve'alkein eno roa manosin lo. She doesn't see it well. Why? Because she's wearing a veil. The kid doesn't see anything. Rabbi also, even the Hasidim, who got these fat, thick, opaque coverings of the face of the Kala, but she's looking down. She sticks her finger out. And she sees nothing. I mean, maybe she sticks her finger all the way out past the line of vision of the She doesn't see anything. That's a rarity. I don't think that really happens. But he doesn't see so well because, you know, it's not the king had a good view. King had a good view. I mean, whatever you give me is good enough. That's another reason. Another reason, Rabosai. This leads me to a question I want to discuss tomorrow, Rabosai. Once we hit the topic anyway. The Pisei Tshuva over here in Siman Lamed Aleph, Rabosai, Sif Katan Hey, discusses the following question. If you're using a very, very opaque covering for the caliph's face, you call up the Eidei Kiddushin, they weren't here until just before. How is she married? There's no Eidei Kiddushin. We see a man giving a ring to a woman, the man is visible, but the woman is hiding under a veil that no one can see through, so how can the Kiddushin be good? I've seen weddings where Rabbanim insist that before they put the ring on the finger, what do? Pick up the veil. So the Eidei should see what it is. Have you ever seen that?
Never
seen it? You've seen it?
You see when they drink wine. I mean, by definition.
Ah, when they're drinking the wine. I don't know. They pick it up and they give it a coast, you know, underneath it. Let's stop here. Tomorrow is exciting stuff, this Pisei Tshuva. We're going to continue tomorrow and probably Sunday. Yeah, we'll just have for sure. We'll be still in these inyanim. Hopefully Monday we'll probably start the new Mamma Kof Mashiach. I'm trying to do that. We have another week plus to finish Suga Marenis. And then we have to plan a little Hanukkah party.